Thank you. We're joined, as usual, by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we're pleased to welcome back as our guest, independent candidate for Rhode Island Governor Joe Trillo. Thank you for joining us.
It's always nice to be here.
Joe Trillo, independent candidates like yourself could play a significant role in the race for governor this year. If the race is heading into November and Alan Fung looks like he's in a strong position if he winds up as the Republican nominee, and he pleaded with you to get out of the race, would you do that?
No.
Why not?
If you go back and look at the history of the past governor's races, you will find that even in October, I think October 27th or October, I want to say 20th, I don't have the actual date, a poll was taken in each election cycle from the 2010 cycle that I went back and look at and the 2014. You have seen candidates move 10, 15 points in 2 weeks. So it's unbelievable. Rhode Island is unique because we have such a late primary. A lot of people really don't start to pay attention to the races until the primary is over. You know, we don't even know who's in the race right now. And so my intent is to put on as good a campaign as I can to get my message out, which I think is going to be somewhat unique from the other candidates, and see how it plays right down to the last day. So I don't think we're going to know what's going on until, you know, the election day.
A quick follow-up before we go to Maureen. Has Mayor Fung or any of his supporters made efforts to get you out of the race?
A couple of people have approached me to get out of the race, yes.
I just wanted to follow up. You're not going to be in a primary, so you're going to be an independent running in the general election. And one could argue at one level there is a path to victory, particularly given your support for Donald Trump. He registered about a 30% approval rating here. So that may be one factor in your favor. However, given some of his most recent moves, for example, troops on the border, the question that's going to come up big time, I think, on assault rifles, are you in a good position to garner votes and avoid some of the downside of your support for Trump?
Well, first of all, because I supported Trump, because I was his campaign chairman, I'm not Trump. I'm very different than Trump. I agree with 99% of his policies. I agree with him putting the troops on the border. I think it sends a good message to those people who are looking to come across the border, just at will, because they can. I think we need to stop who comes into this country. I think it's a big issue. I think it's affecting the state of Rhode Island big time. When I went down to the border years ago, I interviewed the governor in Arizona. I interviewed, at the time, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I interviewed a lot of the officers that were involved with illegals coming across the border, and I interviewed the head of the Border Patrol. They all told me that under Barack Obama and the then Loretta,
Loretta Lynch.
Loretta Lynch. Right, that there was no security implemented at the border. They had a basically catch and release policy. The Border Patrol agents could only go out with wire ties and get as many people as they could by hand.
What's the point here, Joe?
The point is the border is very weak, it's very porous, and I support the president trying to stop this the people from coming across the border.
How do you answer the Rhode Island Republican criticism of your candidacy, which is basically, here's the line, all Trillo's doing is helping Gina Raimondo win by draining off some conservative votes from whoever becomes our party's nominee?
Well, I think it's a fair criticism. I think if you go back 10, even 5 years ago, before the Trump era, I would have probably said this, made the same statement. But what's happened ever since Trump came on the scene, with his pledge to drain the political swamp in Washington, which I think he's doing a good job doing, the Republican Party's been split. And I think the party in Rhode Island is split significantly. The only person out there that was an elected official that supported Trump from day one to day to when he got elected was me. Everybody else kind of jumped on kind of haphazardly and said, you know, I'm with him and I'm not with him and I'm here and I'm there and I agree with him here and I don't agree with him there. And I'm talking on policy. I'm not talking on style. I think it's fair criticism. I expected it when I left the party, but I believe that we're beyond party politics today. I believe that the Democrat Party is split also between the progressive movement and the old school Democrats, and the Republican Party is split between the pro-Trumpers and the people who are still Republicans, but they don't like this president and they don't like what he stands for.
Let's switch gears and talk about another issue related to immigration. President Trump this week said he will no longer try to reach a deal to address the 700,000 so-called dreamers who are in this country. Polling shows that there's a lot of support in Rhode Island for a deal to keep the dreamers in the U.S. Joe Trillo, do you think President Trump is making the decision by saying there won't be a deal that he supports now?
First of all, let me say this. As far as the dreamers go, I would like to see the dreamers be taken care of fairly and be able to stay in this country. With that said, President Trump is a smart negotiator. He's a businessman, okay? And he's not going to give you anything unless you give him something. So if you want to make a deal with President Trump, you better bring your list of what you're willing to do to make a deal with him. And so far, the Democrats haven't been willing to do that. He threw it back to the paralyzed Congress that can't get out of its own way. He's just a deal maker. So either make a deal with him, and then he'll listen to you.
Well, I'm wondering, this is something that's been totally created by the president.
Created how?
Well, the dreamers were going ahead. There was no problem until he tried to reverse the Obama administration's policy.
Actually, I agree with Joe. I think the Democrats blew it because I think they thought they could get a clean deal, yeah. And they were never going to get a clean deal.
Right.
They're going to have to compromise. They're going to have to talk about whether or not they're going to change the configuration in terms of family reunification.
Right.
Create some sort of system where more talented people can get in. It's not an unreasonable position, I think. And I think the Democrats blew it because they created an all-or-nothing situation, and now he's got the upper hand.
I agree. That's what's happened. And if you're not going to deal, if you're coming to me and I'm governor of the state of Rhode Island, you better come ready to make a deal. And you don't come ready to make a deal on anything unless you have something to offer. If you're asking me to do something that is maybe even against my base, I may do it. But you've got to tell me what you're going to give me in exchange.
Joe, how do you respond to people on the other side of the immigration issue who say that the number of undocumented immigrants coming into the U.S. is way down, and that President Trump, in their view, is appealing to Americans' basest, worst instincts about immigrants who, and after all, this is an immigrant country.
I don't agree with it because I've been to the border firsthand. I've got a lot of video. I've got hours of video along the border wall. I've got pictures of what's going on there with a fence 2.5 feet high. I know what the problems are at the border, so I don't agree with that analogy. Too many people are coming into this country illegally across the southern border.
All right, we're out of time, so we need to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
Maureen.
Thank you.
And independent candidate for Rhode Island Governor Joe Trillo.
Thank you.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, follow our website at ripr.org.